The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
Greetings. Thank you for joining us and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters, a weekly radio show that talks about the good things that are happening in local communities and beyond. We also like to talk about the good things that people do to make a difference, and in many cases, make dreams real for some folks out there that may very well be in need. You're listening to WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. I'm Dave Clifton, happy to be the host. We are indeed a Cumulus station. And you can hear us on AM 630 or FM 99.7. A big shout out and thank you to ECAT, Eastern Community Access Television, for televising our show today, which is no different. We are going to be talking to a gentleman who certainly exemplifies the spirit of doing good for others. He's a hard worker. He's a guy who became a medical doctor. And certainly there are people out there that say that he's going to be good at whatever he's at. He's a success story. His name is Ghani Abezi. And he's from the Republic of Kosovo. I should say Kosovo. It's a country in Southeast Europe. Its capital and largest city, of course, is Pristina. Hopefully I pronounced that right, Ghani. Thank you so much for joining us here on WPRO.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for having me today on the show. The capital of Kosovo is pronounced Pristina, and Kosovo is a new country which declared the independence from Serbia in 2008. So I'm very happy to be here in the U.S. as a medical doctor. And thank you again for having me on the show.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I know that you're doing some training over at Harvard University. Tell us about that.
Well, I came here as a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar to do a Master of Public Health in Health Policy at Harvard. And I'm very grateful that the Rotary helped me to come here in the U.S. And then I did 2.5 years of clinical research in neurosurgery at Boston Children's Hospital. I done a lot of health policy work in Europe, some in Japan, and also for two countries in Africa, and some public health work here in the U.S. But now, this year, I'm starting my residency in psychiatry at Bergen-Newbridge Medical Center in New Jersey. I'm very excited about that, and I hope to be able to combine health policy with psychiatry. Psychiatry is such a wide field, and here in the U.S., there are many, many challenges that the society is facing, which need mental health expertise.
Well, you know, Ghani, the world's getting a little crazy. And that's one of the reasons why we have a show like this. I have been more or less at the microphone for the past 15 years on WPRO out of Providence, having a show called Service Matters that talks about only good things that are happening. There's plenty of things that we don't like to talk about that I kind of switch that around a little bit and try to stay as positive as I can. I know that Rotary International is very proud of the progress that you made. When you came in the Ambassadorial Scholar Program, you weren't a doctor at the time. Now you've had all your training. Hats off to your country for having someone like yourself who educated yourself, went on to some terrific educational facilities to learn about your practice. Tell us a little bit about Gani.
Yes.
And how you started out, and I know that Rotary has nothing but good things to say about you.
Well, I graduated from Pristina University School of Medicine. I was very fortunate that right after the war, a Canadian professor of forensic medicine, Dr. Peter Markerstein, came to Kosovo as a visiting professor of forensic pathology. And he was a return at the Winnipeg Rotary Club in Canada. So during his time that he was there, he told me about the Rotary Ambassadorial Scholarship. So right when I graduated, I applied, and I was very fortunate that the Rotary Foundation, the Board of Trustees in Chicago, approved me for the scholarship. It just so happened that Kosovo had no Rotary Club and was not part of Rotary, and I technically was the first ambassador's call from Kosovo. And then I was very fortunate that Harvard opened the doors for me. They accepted me in the Masters of Public Health program in the concentration of health policy. However, the Rotary Ambassador Scholarship was only $25,000, and studies at Harvard for the master's degree, including room and board, were close over $65,000. So, what Harvard University did was that they gave me a second scholarship so that I could come. And I finished my Master's of Public Health in Health Policy at Harvard, and I got a job at Boston Children's Hospital Department of Neurosurgery to do as a postdoctoral research fellow. My former boss, Dr. Joe Madsen, gave me the first job here in the US, and I did a lot of research. I wanted to be a neurosurgeon at the time. And as such, I got to do a lot of research and publish a lot of papers and co-author or contribute in different scientific projects that we had.
I know, Gani, you mentioned that it was 65,000. That's just for a year at Harvard. But
yeah,
it's a lot more expensive today. I think it's 60,000 just to walk on the door and say hello. But everything has increased. But what a great facility, I should say, college that you had the opportunity, Harvard University.
I wouldn't know how changes are happening in regard with the tuition and fees. However, I was very lucky and fortunate. I felt the most fortunate doctor from Kosovo. And as such, I felt very indebted to be able to give back. And I got involved with Rotary in several projects, community projects, mostly to help the health system in Kosovo. We were fortunate to be successful in two global health grants, which were led by past district governor Klaus Hochfeld of District 7910 here in Massachusetts. So one of them was to send medical equipment for the plastic surgery department, the burns unit at University Clinical Center of Kosovo. And the second one was a project to buy a DEXA scan equipment for the same hospital, which is the largest public health hospital in Kosovo. And the first for the country of Kosovo, because as you may know, women after menopause and men after 60, the bone density goes down, decreases. And if they don't take supplements, which is vitamin D and calcium, bones may break easy. So in younger adults, if a bone, you know, has a fracture and breaks down, the healing is much easier and much faster. However, for older people, It can be complicated and longer process. And in Kosovo, the diagnosis of this low bone density couldn't be made in public sector because there was no equipment. And there was a former classmate of mine who is now a rheumatologist in Kosovo, Dr. Besim Bitucci. He told me about the tremendous need for that equipment. So I came back. This happened during one of my visits there, and I talked to Governor Klaus Hackfeld, and we were able to put together a project proposal together with the doctors from Kosovo.
Terrific.
And we were able to buy that equipment, and now it operates in the public sector for people of Kosovo. And my colleagues tell me that it has been of tremendous value for the diagnosis of, and as well as following up the treatment of patients with osteoporosis and different patients
well,
that have
absolutely terrific. Once again, Rotary comes through. There was a time when I used to call you Ghani, and now I call you Dr. Ghani. So happy to see you come back and to get yourself situated in a profession that you enjoy. We're going to ask you to hold your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dave Clifton, and we welcome you to Service Matters, the voice of Southern New England. Hurry back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, residents of Easton, friends and neighbors. This is Bill Ames,
co-host with Priscilla Almquist-Olson of The Film Connection.
On ECAT now for over 20 years. We're very proud of that.
And we like to interview guests from Easton who have been involved in the film business.
Actors, producers. We're very fortunate today to have a producer of a film.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud.
It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the Radiocast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just internal monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
Hey, are you a fan of history? If so, come for adventure with me, your host Drew Daugherty, as we explore some of the most impactful events of all time. We talk about U.S. history. These events led up to the creation of the first continental congress, world history. The Allied forces consist of France, the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and Italy, and influential figures.
The legacy of Martin Luther King is one of selflessness, and he never stopped believing in the equal and free America.
You'll get my takes and opinions, so come along for adventure on Drew's Venture History TV. Check us out between your recently scheduled programming as well as on YouTube. Thank you.
Welcome back to another segment of Service Matters, where we talk about the good things that are happening in local communities. Today is no different. We have the good doctor who is on the line with us right now. He has zoomed in on our radio show that is being televised by ECAT, Eastern Community Access Television. And we certainly wanted to thank our producer here in the TV studio, Adam Carrero. And of course, our studio back in Providence, we have Brett Ferruccio. So we get the best of both worlds here, Dr. Ghani. Not only are we listening to your voice on radio, which covers Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and of course, Connecticut, Southern New England, but we also had the opportunity to have you with your tie on camera, and I can see all the plaques behind you. It's obvious that you are well educated. And I know you have expressed some gratitude to Rotary. And of course, for the folks out there that are listening and watching, Rotary is a worldwide humanitarian organization of men and women, business and professional people united together to serve. Their motto is service above self. Their mission is to not only do good in the community, but to reach beyond, to do good in the world. Dr. Ghani, you've met lots of Rotarians. And of course, there are many other organizations out there like Lions, the Kwanians. The list goes on and on of people doing community service. And you've had the experience of being part of a ambassadorial scholar program. And I'm sure that you learned an awful lot by being here in our country. And of course, being part of an organization that really does step up to do good for others. What can you say about Rotary?
Well, Rotary is a wonderful organization. It helps the communities, in particular, the significance of Rotary work is seen in developing countries, low-income countries. And I'm very grateful that they extended the opportunity to me, but also through me to two other Kosovo doctors that later they got the Rotary Ambassador Scholarship Program. And one doctor from the Republic of Northern Macedonia. So Rotary does a lot of good things. The question is, how can we maximize the work? And at the same time, now seeing myself in the field of psychiatry, the question is, how could I work with Rotary to be able to put together new projects and to be able to help the community, and not just here in Kosovo, but also here in the US. Now, when you think about mental health and the need for psychiatry expertise, like, we have to look at the high suicide rates among veterans and also young adults. Also, the gun violence in the US, if those people that commit gun violence would have had mental health care, most probably the number of shootings in the US would have decreased. So yeah, this is something I look forward to exploring together with Rotary members. So now when I go in New Jersey, I will get in touch with a local Rotary club there. And I'm fortunate that people at the Rotary Foundation in Evanston, Chicago, the officials there have been very cooperative.
The feelings are that Rotary appreciates what you have done for the short visit that you had here in the States. But tell us about Kosovo. What's your country like? I know it's located in Southern Europe. And I've heard some good things about your country.
Well, Kosovo is a country in Southeastern Europe. Was part of former Yugoslavia. And in 1989, in Serbia, came in power this leader Milosevic, which had very expansionist and hegemonist ideas to dominate all of Yugoslavia. And then republics like Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, they didn't want to be dominated by Serbia, so they declared independence. And we had wars starting initially with a short war in Slovenia, then in Croatia for 3-4 years, and Bosnia for 3-4 years. And they ended up in Kosovo. And in 1988 to 1999, we had a war in which people of Kosovo resisted and tried to basically be free, and NATO, under the leadership of the United States, intervened, and they were able to force Serbia to remove all the troops out of Kosovo, and then peacekeeping force of NATO, mostly NATO, but also other nations that contributed, came in
now,
Kosovo.
Is your country, Dr. Ghani, near Romania?
Well, it doesn't border Romania, but it's close to Romania. Kosovo borders Albania, Northern Macedonia, Slovenia, and Montenegro. It's not far away from Greece and Bulgaria and Romania, and also Italy. Adriatic Sea is between us and Italy, but we need to go through Albania or Montenegro to be able to go to the Adriatic coast.
Someone told me that they heard you speak and they thought you were from Italy.
Albanian language doesn't have a sibling language. The closest it could come would be Latin, because it's one of the oldest languages in Europe. And to some people, Albanian may sound similar with Italian, but it's different. I just know that Italians call me often, instead of Gani, they call me Gianni. So, yeah.
But Italy has been... take a little break from our discussion. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bruins and, of course, the Boston Celtics. They're in the playoffs this weekend. And right now, the Bruins are leading in their series 2-1. And, of course, the Maple Leafs are a tough competition. And the Celtics right now, they're... Even Stephen, they're tied, one victory, one loss, and they'll be coming back. I should say they're going to be playing in Miami, and of course, it's too early to call. I'm picking the Celtics to win because I think they're the better team. Unfortunately, Miami has an injured player, who happens to be their star player. And I think that's going to be the difference. And, of course, the Bruins, you never can count the Bruins out. So we wish both Boston teams nothing but the best. Congratulations to the New England Patriots. They get themselves a quarterback. And who knows, it could be another Tom Brady as the years go by. We're going to take another short break to listen to these important messages. You're listening and watching Service Matters and how important service is. Hurry back.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around, including...
And there we are.
Experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. Look, he didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Eastern cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day.
In 2023, Easton is a tight-knit community of 25,000 people. But with the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to forget our past. A time when Easton's population was 6,000.
Everybody knew who everybody was.
And there was respect.
There was respect for everyone.
When kids enjoyed great freedom and independence.
Everybody was poor at today's standards. But we all were in the same boat, and we enjoyed life.
So join me, Priscilla Almquist Olsen, as I explore what makes Easton so very special with some of its lifetime residents.
I think Easton has so much to offer. And if you're living in a community, you have to know it.
Watch Growing Up in Easton Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Friday at 9 p.m. See you then.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of For the Love of Words. After a three-year hiatus, join me, John Holgerson, and
Priscilla Almquist Olson,
as we interview poets and musicians.
Could you give the audience a little summary of your background as a child?
When I turned seven or so, we were car bombed. That stuck out.
And have them share their love of words.
Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me?
A thin broth of moonlight caught in the trees spreads across the garden brush, so one side of every stick shimmers while the other sides melt into one another, a mass grave of cherry, pear, and pine.
For the Love of Words at 7 p.m. on Thursdays.
Welcome back to Service Matters. I'm Dave Clifton, and I've been doing this show, as I said, for about 15 years. I've had some partners come in and work with me on the show, and I thought it would be a good idea to do a different kind of show, to talk only about the good things that happen in local communities and beyond. It gives us a chance to pat on the back many people who have stepped up to make a difference in their community, in their town or city. We've recognized police officers who might have saved someone's life by doing CPR. We recognize firefighters, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, community organizations. I always think about that young boy, Dr. Ghani, who was running up the street doing some jogging, and he saw a senior adult standing at a red light ready to cross the street, and she was trying to balance two bundles. He stopped from his jogging, went over and said to the senior, can I help you with these bundles? He carried the bundles, he held her arm, he walked her across the street, he came back, and he proceeded to jog. I just thought that was impressive. And there are some people out there that think, you know, teenagers, you never know what they're gonna do. I wanna give the opportunity to be able to tell people out there watching and listening that there are teenagers that step up to do what they can to help others. And I congratulated that young person for what he did. He certainly didn't want to be on the radio, forget about TV, but he did his good chore and off he went running. But these are the good stories that we certainly like to pass on and to talk about. We are going to take another short break, and folks, you're listening to Service Matters. My guest here today is Dr. Ghani, and he is something very special. I'm going to hold off on that break because I want to spend a little bit more time with Dr. Ghani. Tell us why the switch from possibly being a surgeon to getting involved in psychotherapy.
Well, I did some surgery training, a fellowship in Germany, neurosurgery, but I never did officially a complete surgical training. However, I wanted to go to surgery, and after I got certified here as a physician, which was a very difficult and long process, I applied to both surgery and psychiatry and internal medicine, and also pediatrics. I love pediatrics. But just so it happened that this hospital accepted me, I was very fortunate that the chief resident at this hospital, Dr. Patesa Kukai, she recommended me there, and it was a competitive process, but they picked me for the position. So I feel psychiatry is very interesting, and I now feel, I hope it doesn't sound like irrationalization defense mechanism that Sigmund Freud talked about. I just feel that we glorify in medicine surgical fields in general, but psychiatry is very, very important. And I will be devoting my professional life to the field.
I remember, Dr. Ghani, when you were here in the States as an ambassadorial scholar, I remember another hat that I wear is teaching CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. For a number of years, I've been teaching at the Massachusetts Police Academy, but I had you in one of my classes, and you were absolutely terrific. You were a guy that was interested in the medical profession. And have you ever used CPR over the years?
Well, it didn't happen to actually use CPR, but it just happened. One time I was on a flight to Kosovo with Turkish Airlines, and two people at separate occasions, separate events in the flight, they got sick, and flight attendants requested help if there's any physician on board, and just I so happened to be there, and I helped those patients, which were not directly CPR cases, but they were medical cases. And during the war in Kosovo, I was a paramedic with the Kosovo's Liberation Army, which basically I helped patients, people who were hit, were injured by the Serbian artillery fire. And that exposed me a lot to traumas and traumatic injuries caused by weapons and different situations. So I'm very excited that I will be starting training in an official protocol-based accredited program in the United States. And I'm told that, and actually seen the hospital, Bergen-Newbridge Medical Center is, I think, the second largest psychiatry hospital in the United States. It has over 370 beds. And in that case, I'll be exposed to all clinical cases during the 4-year training. And all I want to do now is to be the best psychiatrist one could be and be able to help the community. And wherever I am, I'm in Kosovo or here or in Japan or in Africa or Germany, I want to be able to be of service for all human beings. That's, we
person,
take a Hippocratic oath, and, as doctors, we strive to be of service for all people.
As someone involved in the medical profession, I know our country has a reputation, some of the finest hospitals around the world. And even here in the Boston area, some of the hospitals that are available to people in this area. When people have things that have to be taken care of, they actually travel to this area to take advantage of the hospitals and the medical people. You're from Kosovo. How do you feel? Am I on target when I say some of the best hospitals in the world?
I completely agree. And, I always wanted to be able to train in my specialty as part of the specialty training at MGH or Brigham or Beth Israel. It was a very competitive process. And I ended up being accepted to New Jersey. However, I feel like the U.S. has the best medical care facilities and expertise. One thing from a public health point of view, which we could improve, is to increase access to care, because not in Massachusetts, which has mass health, kind of universal health coverage, but in other parts of the U.S., sometimes patients don't have insurance, and that impedes access. It makes the access to clinical services other than emergency care very difficult for people who have no money or no insurance. And now I'm a US citizen, I'm talking editorially, we as Americans should be able to make it easier for everybody, every US citizen, to have health coverage, something that all developed nations in the world already provide. So we should be able to care for people. And I'm sorry, I apologize. I am, as a physician, as a doctor, I'm an advocate for people to get the best health care possible. And I understand in the US there's a very big discussion about health insurance and access. But
there is indeed.
I would strongly advocate in every way possible that a country that is able to send rockets to Mars and spaceships to the moon must be able to provide coverage.
I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts. We're going to take our final break before we come back for the final segment of Service Matters. I'm Dave Clifton, and happy to be here in a TV studio broadcasting for our radio show called Service Matters here on WPRO. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Ron Van Dam. I've been in radio for 3 decades now and have been doing a daily podcast-style show for a few years. But once a week, I come to the ECAT studio where they give me wine and cheese.
Hey, welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you. Hey, you're looking good today.
Thanks for being here. Make yourself comfortable. This won't take too long. It'll be a little bit painful for you, but in the long run, it's important for you to go through this. And I do a TV version of the podcast. I talk about what's going on in the world and in the area and give my opinions on things. That's both something to look forward to and also a warning. So tune in to see me move my mouth while I talk. Who knows? We might have something in common. Probably not, but you never know. Catch my show here, The Ron Van Dam Show, right here on ECAT.
It's The Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
There's a storm.
Join me, Priscilla Almquist-Olsen, to explore the town of Easton and its interesting, engaging, ordinary, and extraordinary people, and meet a smorgasbord of guests, including artists, authors, musicians, business owners, community organizations, clergy, local leaders, etc., etc., etc. Community Forum at 3 p.m. on Thursdays and 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. See you then.
Welcome back to the final segment of Service Matters. It's been an interesting show with a very interesting guest. And of course, I knew him before he became a doctor. And I couldn't think of a better person to be in the helping people business. And in this case, the medical profession. His name is Gani Abrazy. He's officially a doctor. He comes from Kosovo. And of course, he has had a touch of Rotary by being an ambassadorial scholar over the years, during his younger years. I would like to, before I go back to Dr. Gani, I would like to certainly recognize and thank our sponsor for a number of years for Service Matters. I'm talking about the Navican Credit Union. Their customers are their owners, and the owners are their customers. If you're looking for a loan, folks, or maybe you'd like to schedule a vacation trip, maybe buy a car, how about a home? Take a trip over to one of the 24 branches located here in the Ocean State in Rhode Island. And their motto is people helping people. And they have tellers that always have a smile on their face. Even if you make a withdrawal versus a deposit, they still have a smile on their face. And we thank them so much for sponsoring this show to talk about good things that are available. Dr. Ghani, we have our final 8 minutes, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to express some appreciation for the people that might have guided you a little bit. I realize that you don't want to name names because you don't want to leave anybody out, but there may be some special people that we couldn't have a show without you thanking them.
Well, I feel when I start thanking people, I always will leave somebody out just because so many people helped me from Kosovo, Germany, Australia, Canada, and the U.S. to be able to come to Harvard, do my master's, research the research, and now get accepted in the residency in psychiatry. First and foremost, since I'm a U.S. citizen now and we are in the U.S., I want to thank the United States for helping and actually playing a crucial role to have Kosovo an independent country, a free and independent country, so that the 2 million people of Kosovo could be free, could enjoy freedom, and Kosovo is on the path of becoming a European Union member. And I'm very grateful to American people and American leadership of the time, which was under President Clinton, that they did so much for Kosovo to be free. They also helped in Bosnia and Croatia and Slovenia. So talking more generally, I don't feel there will be today a free and prosperous Europe and democratic Europe without the help of the United States. Considering what is happening in the world today, I would hope and wish that the U.S. would help other oppressed people around the world the way it helped people of Kosovo and people of Bosnia and Croatia. Regarding my journey from Kosovo, I would want to thank my professors and mentors at Pristina's University School of Medicine, in particular, the former dean, now retired, who is a Rotary member, Professor Mazlum Bedego. Here, when I came to Harvard, I would like to thank Dr. Jennifer Leaning, who was a mentor for me and helped me in my path, helped me a lot during all the academic challenges I had. I would like to thank Dr. Joe Madsen at Boston Children's Hospital and her surgery department, who gave me the first job here as a postdoctoral research fellow. He did that with the recommendation of Dr. Henry Schmidek, now the late Dr. Henry Schmidek, who was a neurosurgeon at MGH and later at Dartmouth Medical School in Rotary. I have many, many people to thank in Rotary. I would just want to thank Governor Klaus Hochfeld, the past district governor of District 7910, who actually not only helped me in my path, but was able to spearhead the projects to help Kosovo. So I'm very grateful to anyone that helped me in my path. I want to thank the now psychiatrist, Dr. Vai ter essa cuca, é Edberg and Newbridge Medical Center, who did a recommendation for me to her department so that they would consider my application. And I'm very grateful to anyone who helps and contributes so that we make our world a better world, free for everybody and all human beings. And as a physician, I do care for all human beings, and I appreciate that the Rotary Foundation and Rotarians worldwide try the best they can to do good in the world.
Yes, and that's what the foundation does. They're the heart and soul of Rotary International. Well said, Dr. Ghani, in terms of reaching out to say thank you. I wanted to ask you if you had any final comment before we sign off. You have been a terrific guest, and congratulations to you for your success.
Yeah, thank you again, Dave, for having me on the show. I would just like to express my hope that the American spirit, as it goes through a lot of political changes and transformations, the American spirit to make a difference in the world does not change. I just hope, I traveled in over 35 countries of the world, and I feel American people are the most generous people and most goodwill, willing to take an action for a good cause that I ever met around the world. I just would hope that doesn't change. I'm not a political person, but whoever becomes the next president or the president after the next president, I hope they will continue to maintain the values and the spirit that has led American people so far.
Again, thank you very much. I would like to also express my appreciation to ECAT, Eastern Community Access Television, for televising our radio show here on WPRO, the voice of Southern New England. And speaking of Easton, because that's where it's located, they have a major celebration coming up in 2025. They, through their board of select, I should say their select board, have decided to have a major celebration in 2025 to celebrate the 300th anniversary. That's a lot of years, a lot of history here in the town of Easton. They have everything from a parade to a bonfire to fireworks to an art festival. They also have plans for a major gala at Stonehill College. And they're going to have a major block party, and we're going to have lots of people in town volunteering their time, their talent, and their energy to help make this celebration possible. I thank certainly Adam Carrera for being our producer here in the TV studio. And thank you, Brett Ferruccio, back in Providence. I say to each and every one of you out there, go forth to serve, do it with a smile on your face. And folks, if you're going to do something good to help someone out, make sure that you do it with the dignity that it deserves. Have a terrific weekend. Go Bruins, go Celtics, and congratulations on your draft picks. I'm talking about the New England Patriots. Thank you, Dr. Ghani.